Today is Tuesday, December 24th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't know what day it is because I did not go to the webpage that I use. It is... well, it's Christmas Eve. Ho, ho, ho. And it's National Eggnog Day. If I was recording this on Christmas Eve, I would do the Santa tracker. Although, you know what? I bet it's already... This is... Who knows when you're listening to this, but let's see. Santa tracker 2024. There is a... Well, Google has one and NORAD has one. Which one do... I wonder if they agree with each other. Well, it's just loading. Let's look at the NORAD one. I have to accept cookies. The site... plays Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It says Santa Tracker Countdown, 9 hours, 14 minutes, and 10 seconds. And you can chat with the radar. I wonder if they're using generative AI. Hi. What is the first place Santa stops? Historically, Santa starts at the international dateline in the Pacific Ocean and travels west. Is there a specific city or town? I'm sorry, that is not on my radar. So yeah, the Santa tracker... Oh! Has music. The Google one has music. I don't know whether I'm going to put that file in my... We'll see if you guys are going to hear that because it's on a separate file. The Rodecaster Pro, I don't even know if Daniel is aware of this, but the Rodecaster Pro now has what they call virtual audio channels. And Joe Batance was actually asking me about this when he was setting up his new one, and I don't know why he had it on his new one, because it was just a firmware update that was very recent. And I think it was in beta. Like I got an email about it being in beta 3 or 4 months ago, but I have not tried it. But what virtual audio, whatever I called it, virtual audio sources is that you can pick different applications in your computer that you're running on your computer, and you can assign them to a channel on the Rodecaster. So for instance, if I had Chrome browser, I could do, theoretically, I could assign that to an input, a specific input in the Rodecaster, and then I could assign it to a slider, and I could have a slider, a physical slider, for an individual application within the computer, which is cool because sometimes I'll have Daniel in Zoom and I'll have stuff I want to play in the browser, and maybe I have something else I want to play in some other application. I don't know why I'm telling you guys about that, except that the reason I thought about it was because it is on a separate track, but my computer is on a separate track. But I could put each application on its own track, is what I'm saying. There you go. Well, I hope you guys have all of your shopping done. I do have one bit of shopping that I have not done. I need to go to Barnes & Noble and buy a gift card. And... because my stepdad likes to read, I'm doing a cruise, right, for a family cruise for their vacation, or sorry, for their Christmas present. So I'm going to do that. But I wanted something else for each of them for, you know, just to have something to give them other than a card that says, I'm going to buy a cruise, because I don't really have anything else. Christmas Eve is holiday hour. I'm looking to see Barnes & Noble when they're open. Because I didn't go, surely they'll be open on Christmas Eve. Surely they will. Because last minute shopping, books are a really big last minute purchase. So I'm going to have to drive to Barnes & Noble, I guess tomorrow. As you're listening to this on Christmas Eve, to get a gift card for my stepdad. I got something for my mom because that was super simple. I had bought her an Ember coffee mug last year. And it's one of those where the mug charges when it's in the base and then it heats the coffee, keeps the coffee or hot chocolate or whatever you put it in. It keeps it warm. And for whatever reason, her charging pad went out. And so I bought her a new charging pad, but I wasn't sure what to get for my stepdad. And he loves to read. And I really enjoy going to physical bookstores. I like to read and I like to see the books and see the covers of the books and read the backs and the descriptions. I don't do it very often, but I really do enjoy doing it. And so I thought, well, I'll just get him a gift card. He can go to Barnes & Noble and have some fun looking around at whatever. He likes to read history and stuff like that, but I won't hold that against him. I like to read fantasy, fiction, and legal thrillers. Those are my two preferred. John Grisham and anything fantasy. Those are my two go-tos. Maybe some Michael Crichton thrown in there. Some sci-fi, but not Michael Crichton sci-fi, like medical sci-fi. I'm not really a big space sci-fi, but not reading. Anyway, I don't know why, but I don't... Reading, I haven't really been into it that much. But Star Trek, I love to watch on TV. There are other space-centered shows that I enjoy, but for whatever reason, reading, I just haven't gotten into it. So I've been playing with my 3D printer, and I've watched some YouTube videos on getting started with 3D printers, so I understand a little bit more about it. So that's fun. And I did make, I think I made another couple of items that I didn't mention on here. I made a little vase. I made a puzzle that I don't know how to put together, a dinosaur puzzle. But I'm starting to think, you know, what are things that I can make that would actually be useful? And eventually, because I do know how to do 3D modeling, I'm going to try to create my own stuff. I want to create a trumpet stand that has an LED light in it so that you can see it when you're in a dark orchestra pit. Because I have not found one for sale that does that. Maybe if they're popular, I can sell them on my own website. But anyway, and so I found these little pill containers and I'm printing a bunch of them now. I printed one. It's amazing. It screws on. The cap screws on. It is amazing what this printer is so good. Now, I'm sure I will have problems because everything I've seen on 3D printing is there is some maintenance required. There are times when your prints are going to mess up and you'll have to redo them and there's leveling and other things, but this printer that I got is pretty foolproof. It is the appliance. I was watching some YouTube videos and it is the easy bake oven of 3D printer. It is for people who don't know anything about, but now it's being used by pros who have 3D print shops where they have, you know, 50, 100 more printers and they print things for money. That's how they make their money. So anyway, it's this pill holder with the screw on, or it could hold anything, but you can print a gasket, but I don't have the right kind of filament to print a gasket. So you can also buy gaskets, but if you put a gasket on it, it's also waterproof. But you can use it for pills, you can use it for a secret message, I suppose you could put coins in there. I don't know, I don't think quarters would fit. but maybe dimes and pennies. And then I tried one. I put Mark's name on one. But anyway, I'm printing 8 of them because I liked it. And so it's taking 13 hours. So as I'm recording this, I'm printing these screw top cases. And then I have some ideas of some things I'm going to design myself. But I'm easing my way into it. I learned to use the slicer program and to for this thing that I'm printing. And I've watched some how-tos. And I'm understanding a little bit more about the different filament types. And that filament, even though it's plastic, I never thought of this. But it's hydroscopic. So moisture can get in there, and that's bad. So you need to store filament in desiccant or with desiccant packets. It's weird. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.